Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the Holy Gospel that has just been read. And in the Holy Gospel this morning, dear friends, we hear that Jesus sends to you the Paraclete. You may be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, sometimes you have done all that you can do. I once knew a farmer, true story. He had an old black Angus bull, one of the meanest bulls that I ever knew, and that's why I don't like cows, by the way. You see, he had an objection to me entering the pasture one day, and I didn't ask his permission, and he immediately ejected me from his pasture. So I didn't like this old bull. But one day, this farmer found him lying under one of the trees in the back lot. So he called the vet, and the vet came out and looked at the old bull. And the vet looked up at the old farmer and said, "All that can be done for the old bull has been done." You see, the vet didn't do anything at all. All he did was look at the farmer and give him some encouraging words that the bull had led a long, good, mean, very mean life. The bull died a couple of hours later. Have you ever been in a position like that? You've done all that you can do, and there's nothing else that you can do. Maybe a teacher has worked as much as she can or he can with a child until they finally realize that I just can't go any farther. It doesn't mean that we're giving up. It means that the child has reached a limit, and they're not ready to move beyond that limit yet. It's the same with the disciples this morning. In a sense, Jesus is saying to them, "I have done all that I can do. I have come to teach you my word. I have come to die for you. And soon I will rise again on the third day and ascend into heaven. I have come to do all that my Father has given me to do. But that doesn't mean that I'm leaving you alone. That doesn't mean that I'm forgetting about you." For in our text today, we hear that Jesus makes another promise that he will keep in the sending of the Holy Spirit. Today in the Holy Gospel, the words of our Lord Jesus are meant for comfort to his disciples, and they're also a source of comfort to us. His words also prepare his disciples to continue the work that he has given them to do. And my dear friends, we do the very same work, and we are not to be in fear of the work that he has given us to do. Through this comfort and preparation, may we have more meaning and more understanding of what Jesus has prepared for us to do. May we grasp the rich meaning of the words this morning. May we understand his loving comfort and his command, yes, his command to you and to me, to proclaim the Holy Gospel to all the world. So with that, dear friends, let's look at the first point this morning, the comfort. Our Lord spoke words of comfort this morning. And it's ironic for us that the words that Jesus speaks in the lesson this morning were spoke just before he went into the Garden of Gethsemane. We know it as Maundy Thursday. Jesus is under agony. He knows what's going to happen to him. He knows he's going to the cross for you and for his disciples and for all the world. Yet he gives words of comfort. Maybe the disciples are finally understanding. Maybe they're finally realizing what Jesus is saying, that he is leaving. He's going back to his Father in heaven. Though actually we see that they really don't understand where he is going. It's just like when your parents, maybe you had a parent that traveled, and maybe that parent had to go off to a trip, and that gave you a sense of loss. Maybe it even brought grief and sorrow into your life. It was the same with the disciples. Their Lord, their teacher, their rabbi, he was leaving them. And this brought great grief and sorrow into their hearts. Yet, Jesus speaks comforting words. Jesus speaks and gives a loving answer. First, Jesus comforts them with the fact that he speaks the truth. My friends, so often in this world, people will get up and preach about Jesus, and they're not really preaching about Jesus at all. They're preaching about themselves, or they're telling stories about themselves. You see, when a man or a woman gets up to speak in a solemn assembly, they are to speak the words of Jesus. They are to read his lessons and follow the lesson. They are not to preach about themselves. For when we preach about ourselves, we are not speaking the truth. Only the words of Jesus are true. And therefore, in this congregation, we will never ever be ashamed of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, Jesus gives us this comfort. He tells us the truth. He tells them the truth, that he understands. He understands their feelings of loss. But he's going away, and it's for their good. In our grief, sometimes we fail to realize the advantage. We just had a funeral here not long ago. And it's natural for us human beings to grieve over the loss of a loved one. It's natural and it's normal. But sometimes people fail to realize that physical death is a gateway to heaven. We leave this temporal world and we go to the spiritual world. We go to Jesus. And that is meant as a source of comfort for us. Jesus is telling us, and he's telling his disciples, I'm not going to leave you alone. You're not going to be an orphan in this world. I'm going to send someone to you, a member of the Godhead, who will be with you forever. Jesus promises. He sends and he tells us this morning the promise of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is also for each and every one of you. My dear friends, we've just seen this promise fulfilled to Vincent Paul. As water is being poured upon his head, this is the work of God. And as that water is being poured upon his name, in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, God does great work. It's not a magical work. It's not hocus pocus. It is power and it is might and it is love and comfort. Not only for Vincent, but for his parents and his family. What you have seen here today is Jesus keeping his promise. He promised to send the Holy Spirit, and he has sent the Holy Spirit into the life of Vincent Paul, and he has given him his faith. And now God will continue to nurture that faith as his parents bring Vincent to hear the Word of God, as they bring him to Sunday school, as they bring him to catechism, and as Vincent learns the Bible, and as he learns Luther's small catechism, in 14 years, 14 short years, Vincent Paul will stand here and he will confess that Jesus is his Lord. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus keeps his promises. Today, the Lord gave Vincent a paraclete. In the Greek, he's called the parakletos. The parakletos is someone who is summoned, someone who is called upon, someone who is asked to provide help and to provide comfort. So in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the parakletos came to Vincent. And when you were baptized, the same work was done. You were given the gift of the parakletos, the one who will be with you forever and ever, never to leave you, to always walk beside you, to open the scriptures for you so that you can understand, and most of all, my dear friends, so that on that great and glorious day, you can stand and say, Jesus is my Lord. That's the work of the Parakletos. So therefore, Jesus gives comfort this morning. He's given it to Vincent Paul. He's given it to his disciples. And he gives it to us. The second point. Jesus gives to us a convincing proclamation. Now, as you look at your scripture this morning on your insert, you see the word convict used. Well, you know, actually in the Greek, and the Greek word is elegko. Elegko means to convince. You can say convict, but if you replace the word convict with convince, it makes a little more sense, doesn't it? And that's what the Holy Spirit does. It convinces. Jesus comforts his disciples this morning, and you and me, by convincing you that he will send the Holy Spirit. You have just seen it. He has convinced you at your baptism. He has convinced you at your confirmation. He's convincing you right now that the faith that you have is his faith, and it is a faith that is true and good and right. He convinces you that your counselor, the Holy Spirit, is your helper forever. The Holy Spirit will help you, and he will help you to speak the words. He will help you to speak the truth, to convince unbelievers that they are sinners. And that's what we are called to do, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to proclaim law and gospel. For we all know this morning that we break the law daily and much, and that includes me too. Not just the first commandment, but all 10. I break all 10, you break all 10, no exceptions. Therefore, the Holy Spirit has convinced us that we are sinful human beings, and then in the realization, in the convincing that we have received, we fall to our knees and we repent of our sin. And we are forgiven by a gracious and merciful God. This is what the Holy Spirit works through us. As we talk to others, law and gospel, we tell them that they are sinners. We show them that they are sinners. There is no one who has not broken the Ten Commandments. And there are ways to do this. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit will speak through you and work through you. This is the work that he does. And as you convince people of their sin, the Holy Spirit then convinces them to repent. You see, my dear friends, here's the great sin of this world. It's the great sin that you and I were once trapped in, held by the chains of hell. The great sin is unbelief. You don't have to look too far in today's society. Read the newspaper, turn on the news, and you see the evidence of sin, of this great sin of unbelief. Only belief in Jesus Christ. Only the belief in Jesus Christ can an unbeliever be forgiven. Only in their repentance, in their agreeing with God that they are a sinner, is God then forgiving and merciful and gracious. Then they are made righteous. You see, the work that was done here this morning for Vincent Paul, it wasn't Vincent's work. It wasn't my work. It wasn't Robert or Amanda's work. It was God's work. And it is God who has made him righteous. Thanks be to Jesus. What the Holy Spirit works through us is to convince the world that only Jesus is the one true God. And there is no other way. There is no other way to heaven. There is only one way. And he is the way. And he is the truth. And he is the life. Also this morning, the Holy Spirit convinces us, and we are to speak this truth, that the devil is a liar, that he masquerades as a prince of this world. As you heard last week, he masquerades as the Lion of Judah. He is not a lion. He is a liar. And we must speak this truth, that the devil has been condemned, and he has no power over your life unless you turn away from your Savior and you choose to follow the devil. Then on the great last day, you will answer for that. Repent. Repent and believe in Jesus, and you too will be saved. Those are the very words of Peter. Now, is it possible for you, as it was for the disciples, to understand why Jesus had to ascend into heaven? Now, you too can be comforted by the fact that the Holy Spirit works in and through you. That in the Holy Spirit and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus abides with each and every one of you. He will never leave you as an orphan. He will never, ever forsake you. My friends, these are the facts. The facts are that God did what He said He was going to do. God said that He would send His Son, and He did. And the Son said that He would die for the sins of the world. The very Lamb of God. And He did. Then the Son said that after 3 days He would rise again, and He did. And then He made a promise. He made a promise that you have heard today, that He was going to send to you the Parakletos, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit. And He did. All of these things, all of these promises, all of this work, He has done because of His deep and abiding love for each and every one of you. A love, my dear friends, that has forgiven you. A love that has forgiven you of all your sin. Thanks be to Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.